25% sweetness with extra boba. My husband and I own a small milk tea shop at the heart of Manila's intellectual circle. Most of the time, students came to use our Wi-Fi and continue their classwork on one of our tables. Sometimes, they simply use our location as a brief meeting spot prior to checking in somewhere their uniforms won't allow. I spend my days manning the shop. While I do have a couple of assistants who run the store for me, I prefer staying around. The vibrant expressions of youth, their excitement, excitability, the way they step to a beat, shoulders high and eyes looking straight and forward, stays with me. A few months since our launch, I started dressing more in with the times. An airy, comfortable cotton shirt paired with white shorty shorts, rainbow mini socks and canvas sneakers, AirPods plugged in and playing Billie Eilish or watching Bridgerton on my MacBook Pro while trying to hide my juvenile kilig. I've been a fixture in the cafe and the students came to call me Tita Mimi. At first, it was an awkward miss, ma'am. Then we all settled to Tita. I liked how it sounded. Hard T's that give way to a soft, dripping. That's how I met Ryan. I call him Rye. He helped me set up our cafe's Bluetooth sound system by placing the speakers around the best areas. Rye is what you'd call a twink. At 19, he still bears the form of a juvenile potamoy, barely awakened by spring. He always wore big shirts, or perhaps his thin, frail body barely uses space. He's quiet, awfully quiet, until it draws you into a conversation about our geopolitical systems, how economics, not politics, should be the primary driver of our activism, and how our nubile democracy has weak legs against the cocks of dictatorship. Or was it crooks? Did I hear him correctly? He stands at barely 5'4", back always hunched, as if a perpetual hanger is clipped at the endpoints of his wide clavicles. When he talks, impassioned, I lose focus on what he says because I shift my sides toward his thin neck, his protruding apple bobbing up and down with every syllable. And now and then, I'll hear him say, "Sorry," or "excuse me," when his voice involuntarily switches from a droning tessitura to a half-split falsetto. I was mining our inventory behind the counter one humid afternoon. The heaviness in the air wrapped around my body like heavy linen. If not for the air conditioner set at 26 degrees, I'll be a puddle of sweat and sinew by our floor mat. I can see Rye's reflection approaching. But the cups needed more minding. In my peripheral vision, though, I saw Rye approach, hesitate, then slowly peek. Again, I can see the top of his head reflecting on one of my kettles. He was looking at me. He was observing me, stalking me as a saltwater crocodile. And I am a mere bird, perching, ready to fly away at any sign of threat. But Rye is no threat. I stooped a while longer. From where he stood, I'm sure Rye can see the bursting seams of my khaki shorts, and light, supple flesh struggling to be peeled away from its tight oppressor. I saw him shake himself out of it, then heard him approach closer to. He coughed. "Tita Mimi, hello po." I slowly stood up, allowing him to enjoy the view a while longer before I turned to face him. A light blush can be quite palpable against my cheeks, but with Rye, I can tell. Though I'm pretty sure him shitting left and right in his heels is quite the indication. "Tita, I'll get po one brown sugar milk tea, 25% sweetness po." "Okay, sure," Ano ba, Rai? I said, purposely lowering my voice. I crossed my forearms and leaned closer to give more emphasis to my breasts. Rai's gaze shifted from the menu behind me to my chest, back to the menu. Ano po? And extra boba. Ah, sige, Rai, pero wala kaming straw ngayon. Hindi ko abot to. I pointed at the cabinet way above me. Abot ko naman. Kung tutungtong ako sa counter, pero why should I? Sige, tita, I can help you po. Come over here sa likod. You can reach from here. Sisiksik si Rai sa likod ng counter. Napangisi ako sa kalokohan ko. Rai swiftly ducked in, struggled to tiptoe to get the straws, but he couldn't either. Eh, magkasing height lang kasi kami. Tita, may I use your counter? He asked, shyly. Natatapakan ko. Go ahead. I cheered him on. Tumungtong si Rai sa counter, sabay harap sa cabinet. My head can be framed conveniently between his legs in this position. And when he looks down, he will be able to see deep inside my shirt. Taro, nunal, and all. He fumbled while searching for straws. There were no labels, just bold Chinese characters that says this and that. Tita, parang wala dito yung straw niyo, Rai said. Then he looked down. Huli ka, Rai. He looked at me, looked at my chest, lingered a second longer before looking back inside a cabinet, legs shifting. Again. Andiyan lang yan. Buksan mo yung boxes, sabi ko. Habang hinahalungkat ni Rai yung cabinet, I started to prepare his drink na. Tita Mimi's brown sugar boba milk tea. Step 1. First of all, it's not milk tea without tea. So even if the ingredients would not call for it, we add tea. Black tea with a very strong, deep, dark aroma that goes against, and surprisingly, with the brown sugar syrup. Rai and I are from different backgrounds. He is single, and I am happy in my marriage, but... Step 2. I scooped in some of the boba alongside a deep, rich brown sugar syrup and deftly circled his glass with it to create lovely abstract perpendicular lines that ebb and flow to the bottom. Rai is young. He has a lot to learn, and I have a lot to teach him. Step 3. I went over to get the cold milk from our mini fridge, then poured it into his glass. May gatas pa siya sa labi, I thought, and giggled. Then again, who knows? Baka kaya niya nang sumipsip ng gatas mula sa suso ko. Step 4. Serve. Wala talaga tita eh, Rai said, as he squatted from the counter and jumped off. Pero okay lang naman, walang straw. Ah, ganun ba? I handed him his drink. Paano mo ma-enjoy yung boba? Freshly made pa naman. Ah, tita, higupin ko na lang. Salamat sa pakikinig. This is Bonbon Voice. Once again, reading 25% Sweetness with Extra Boba by Ladies Erotica. Bye!